People, welcome to Movie Spoilers episode. What number is this? 109, I believe. Yeah, it's up there or whatever. I'm the phenomenal one. Yes, Cody, you're back, goddammit. You're under the darkness hour, so yes. This Movie Spoilers brought to you by Fandango, of course, or whatever. Actually, I got a special Fandango deal going on right now. Too bad I didn't like the movie because it'd be actually a good offer. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. The Spider-Man, man. If you buy a ticket through Fandango of MoviesportsPodcast.com, you will get a digital download of the first movie as well. Yeah, so if you're interested, I guess. I don't. I wish this could have been the first Captain America or something like that, because then I'd be like, shit, Fandango, you fucking did it. But now it's just like, yeah, well, you know, hey. To each his own, I guess. Man, me and Cody was just talking. I'm sorry, I'm still laughing about that shit. I will never forget you, Dre. I will never forget you. People come and go on websites and stuff like that, and comments and fans and stuff like that. But Dre 1.5, you are one of a kind.
I just wanted to know, you brother seem smooth enough to help me with this, but I have a problem. I can't stop beating my dick off to this bitch.
Brother, I don't think that's a problem. I think you just need to fuck her. That's all that is. That is not a problem. That nigga sounds like Tiger. He's just like, I just wanted everybody to know that I apologize and I have a problem. I'm a sex addict. Yeah, it's called your dick, dude. Shut that fucking dog up. Jesus fucking Christ. Trying to do a show here. Shit. And, oh, my God. I can't wait to listen to that on the darkness, people. But, yeah, people, Cody's back here because I've been drinking, and just in case I, you know, something happens. That is true. You know, you would call CJ, but, you know, shit, his black ass be falling asleep and shit. Hey, Wayne. Hey, buddy. You know, that's probably why he's having technical problems. Sending too many fucking dick photos of CJ's dick and shit. He told him to put the Stallone Rocky gear on and shit. Here, wear these. Yeah, put it on. Sage. So you like Sucker Punch, huh? Dress up like this bitch then, baby doll. Oh, but Cody, man. He got an action-packed show, of course. And I'm sorry, people, but ain't none of y'all going to beat Dread 1.5, but we got questions and comments. Unless somebody else writes that. So, I mean, I don't expect that second question in 1 week, but hey, whatever. That shit is hilarious. Got some box office talk. Got some Blu-ray releases. Ain't nothing we interested in, but it's something. Yeah, exactly. That's because, you know why? Because he got his Spider-Man ticket from Fandango and just digital download that shit, people. That's what it is. And we got trailer talk with. We got some shit that I know Cody ain't never going to fucking see in his lifetime. You might as well call this Sex in the City 2.5 or something like that. Cause that's exactly what the fuck it was. But, hey, I won't spoil that movie for y'all just yet. I'll spoil it in a review, which I'm angry, but, you know. Oh, I can't sound angry. I fell asleep. I had a nice nap, so how about that? So, but first comment here comes from Rodrigo. He says, this is the last episode, he said, Marvel just seems, damn, these niggas can't run. Marvel just seems the place to be. What the fuck does that mean, man? Shit, get your green card together, bro. Jesus Christ. Seems to be the place to be, and I love everything they have to offer. My question, though, is with all this Marvel stuff, solo films, TV show, et cetera, do you guys have high expectations for the Avengers, Age of Ultron? Also, if the movie is good but not as great as the original, will there be a rating drop? How about you, Cody? You got high expectations? I would assume we do. Except for Man of Steel. Have you been watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. lately? Did you watch that show early, or you didn't get into it at all?
No, I've been sticking with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, that show has did a quick 720 pick me up around like. I think that's what that show needed in general, though, is a tie-in with a movie like Captain America. Not Iron Man, not Thor, or anything like that, because, you know, there's no S.H.I.E.L.D. agents in it, but Captain America is definitely something they should have stuck with. And I keep hearing these rumors or the little set works or whatever about this Hayley Atwell one. I mean, come on, Marvel. Get on this shit. I'm kind of dying to see that now. I want to see Dum Dum Dugan and all them, so, you know. Yeah, I do have high expectations because of the, you know, the series itself. And plus, you know, I'm just wanting to see Scarlet Witch or whatever. I mean, that so far what I'm seeing of her just looks so fucking perfect. I want to see what they're going to do with Ultron, of course. But if the movie isn't as good as the original, I ain't going to rating drop it. I mean. Mm-hmm. They do have a lot. I will give it that. Yes, they do have a
lot.
I'm curious to see what they do with Ultron, because I, you know, Ultron don't fucking die, so. And my biggest I guess my biggest question is, I'm more excited for Age of Ultron, and then the month later seeing Ant-Man, seeing how that ties in. So I'm curious how they're gonna work that in here, but as far as putting their plans together, as tying all these things together, I think Marvel's fine. I'm not worried about anything they do. Like Cody said, Captain America and even Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has gotten 20 times better. I mean, that show, man. That show was like, that first episode, I see good expectations for this. You know, I'm expecting something. And then, you know, you see the next episode, the fuck was that? And then the next one after that, okay, if it keeps following this track path, it could get good, good. Then the next episode, God damn it, you. You know what? I just ain't gonna watch you no more for. Yeah. Yeah, the last four episodes been good, I could say. Yeah, hopefully it doesn't end badly, but whatever. Stacy, she says, hey, P1, and anyone that'll be there with you as well. You see a ton of films. Well, you guys see a ton of films. But my question is, do you hit the concession stand all the time? And if so, what is your favorite snack to get?
I rarely eat at movies, but every now and again, I'll try those popcorn, but that's pretty much it.
Really? You do popcorn? Man, usually when I get to see these movies, man, I'm in a rush. I'm hungry as fuck, dude. Like, I can't tell you how many times I'm with Cody or whatever. I'm like, man, dude, I am fucking hungry. It's a hungry man dinner or something like that. Because I'm always fucking rushing. So I guess it depends on whenever the movie I'm seeing. I mean, if I'm going out with, like, friends like me and Cody go out, I'm just going to get, like, some Sour Patch Kids and an Icy or whatever. But if I'm at one of these screeners, man, it's usually at one of these nicer theaters, man. I'm getting me some fucking curly fries. I'm getting some fucking... Getting a fucking pizza, getting a fucking some carrot sticks on the side. Be like, oh, I got my health in there. So, and Icy, some Sour Patch Kids. So, but my go-to mainly is an Icy. I love Icy's. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, actually, yeah, I get that every movie. The popcorn I can't do because fucking C's get caught in my throat. Dude, the last time I had popcorn was Dark Knight Rises, right? And who did I take with me? I can't remember who I talked with me, but some shit got caught in my throat, and I started crying off that shit. And damn, I wish I could remember who I took with me or whatever. And they were just looking at me like, are you fucking crying, dude? I was like, no. He was like, man, this is getting weird, dude. You sit over there crying for Batman. It's like, no, I'm not, you stupid motherfucker. And And it was funny because when the movie started, I got something caught in my throat. And shit. I was like, man, it's going to fuck up my whole movie experience. Cause I'm going to be fucking with my mouth now trying to get this shit out or whatever. So I try to stay as weights for popcorn as much. That Popcornopolis shit, now that's I can do that shit. You know that, like, the butter popcorn? I mean, I'm sure you've seen them. It's out in California. Those little, you know, they put the popcorn in those bags and shit. That shit or whatever, because, you know, it barely, I think it's caramel popcorn, some shit like that. Yeah, I think that's the name of the store or something. I don't know. People just give that shit to me. It's like the next gift to give somebody instead of chocolate these days when you don't get them a present for Christmas or something. Here's some popcorn. I got 3 for $1, bitch. You like movies, don't you? Well, popcorn goes with movies, bitch. Next one comes from Roland Winchell. He says, hey there, I hear nothing but praise from Marvel/Disney. Yeah, I got my tattoo on my dick. Damn, dude, it hurt like a motherfucker, I ain't gonna lie. But that rat was just standing there. He's like, come on, bitch, do it for me. He said, get frozen on the other side, too. he said, we can make money on that, too, bitch. He says, which is well deserved, but what are some filmmakers or studios that you look forward to seeing? He needs to stay away from producing, I can tell you that. After Man of Steel and Transcendence, which I didn't know he was the main producer on that fucking, I was like, man, he be hiding his names on these producer credits.
I do wonder how much of a hand he did have in those movies.
I don't think he had shit in Man of Steel, to be honest. Yeah, but I fucking hate it. Fuck him. This War Horse making son of a bitch. I'm sorry. Lincoln was the most boring shit I've ever fucking seen. Man, when the chicks was crying in the theater, I was just like, I don't know. What y'all crying about? I don't get it. Just like, this one fat chick was just sitting next to me crying at the Landmark Theater, just crying her ass off looking at me. I was just like, oh, can you see? Oh, I gotta get out of here. Stop, please, whatever. But yeah, I don't think producers do shit, to be honest. Man, who am I looking forward to? I like that animation studio that does the claymation work, Leica. I know they got that Box Trolls movie coming out. They did Coraline and Paranorman. The Box Trolls. I think it's longer than that, but I just found out it was based off a book. And I was just like, oh, okay. Because I think their animation does more for adults. When they threw in that gay joke at Paranorman, I was like, I remember I stood up and said, what did he say? What did he just say? And you see the kids all clapping and laughing. He's like, how the fuck y'all know that, huh? I don't want this in my kids' movies. Keep this shit pure. That shit came out of nowhere. It was like a wake-up call for your ass. Like, bitch, if you were sleeping, wake up. I guess I can't think of, I guess I don't really get high praise for studios these days.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of a studio, like, I really like Marvel, of course, but Disney is hit and miss. It's like you got something like Frozen, which is pretty damn good, and then you hit something like Lone Ranger. I still think today, because I know a lot of people getting that Lone Ranger, I still think Tron is the biggest disappointment in my book for.
Man, that started out so fucking great.
You remember the rumors before that movie came out? Just all the, you remember Comic-Con and all that, all the pumped up excitement and that shit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was pretty hyped for that movie. And when I watched it, I was like, God damn, this is boring.
That last episode
was funny. That's how I'm. The only thing they had going that was keeping you interested is that music going. They was trying to make that dialogue scene when they was riding on that train between him and his father all deep and shit. And it didn't really mean anything, but they got that cool ass music playing in the back. At that cool ass music just going, just like, God damn. fucking Daft Punk, man. So that, I know they. I heard they just greenlighted the sequel to that. I'm just like, hey. Most beautiful fucking, techno-wise, most beautiful thing I've ever fucking seen. Yeah. I even bought the Blu-ray for some reason thinking it was going to make a difference. Like, it's like it's going to make a it's one of those, that's one of those movies that is definitely hard to rate. You're just like, oh. It's a movie I definitely wanted to give a see. It's like, I feel like you need to see this in theater because the 3D is great. The visual effects is amazing. The fucking score is amazing as well. But then when you just get down to the story of it, you're just like, oh, okay. Radical, Cody. What? What did that nigga just say? What did that nigga just say? Oh, my God. Yeah, that fuck Lone Ranger's bad, but I'm sorry. I thought Tron was a bigger disappointment than Lone Ranger was. At least to me, that shit. That broke my heart, man. Pumped up for that movie. Where we at here? Oh, goody. Haunted House 2 review. Ariana, she says, you seem somewhat calm, P1. Just curious as to why weren't you as angry or as harsher as some other critics have been? Because I wasn't expecting shit. That's why... It's a spoof movie, and it's a horror movie. Yeah, I didn't like the first one. I didn't even think there was a second one coming. I thought that was a spoof itself. I mean, I wasn't angry, but I was just looking at it. I remember I was watching the movie, the jokes were just happening. I was just like, just sitting there with a blank stare in my face. I watch those as if I watch Adam Sandler movies now. It's just like, it's part of the world. It happens. Watch it for an hour and a half. Get over it. Give you a fuck it and keep on going. Hey, apparently, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I once again, like I said in the darkness, you fucking pay me to be in this movie. You goddamn right I'd be in it. I'd be like, oh, I got to do what now? You ain't got to try. There's no effort into this. There's no working. Nobody else fucking tried, so why would I do that? Got some from the In Development review. I fucking love that series too. I was watching a little clip of it. I'm trying to get into web series. I don't know where to start with them, but let's get it. Claudette. She says, watched all 4 episodes literally right now after hearing this review and love it. You're right, P1. The writing is just superb. They nail it with the inside jokes and Michael Bay and other references, i.e. the Mormon, LOL. Do you watch a lot of web series, guys, and do you think it will kick off in a big way? Yeah, I'm with Cody. Yeah, I remember that one. And I wanted to say they wanted to start a Punisher one at one point, but I... Yeah, but that one never got off the ground or anything. You know, I'd be like, that'd probably be better, actually, to be honest. Yeah, it was okay. See, I didn't know what that was at first. I thought it was, like, just clips of the movie or something like that, a new movie coming out or whatever. But I thought it was good, though. I enjoyed the fights. Yeah. I think right now, like, web series is kind of like podcasts. They just need to find their ground to hit into. I think another reason why is because we have movies like The Avengers, 12 Years a Slave, you know, big shit like that or whatever, that, and TV like Breaking Bad, Walking Dead, Game of Thrones and all that shit, it's being pushed out because that's not the movie and TV right now is not bad. So there's no reason to go looking for another format. Whereas in the radio, nobody listens to the fucking radio that much anymore. I mean, with MP3s and shit. Same here. That's why when our friends tell us about, oh, I'm tired of that fucking Justin Bieber song or that even that Gangnam Style song or whatever shit. I'm just like, aren't you P1? I was just like, I never hear them because I don't listen to the fucking radio. So I don't even know any of his songs or anything like that. So except for the references they made fun of in South Park. Other than that, I thought the Jonas Brothers and Justin Bieber was the same person at one point. So okay. You remember that Disney episode on South Park, or whatever? Baby, I said, ain't that a Justin Bieber song? Is that the same person? I got the ring on my finger and can't no one tell me what to do. Bam, bam, bam. Greatest song ever, baby. But yeah, I think that's the same with like, of course, with podcasts. It's just like, you know, nobody listens to radio. So freeform internet where it's kind of like satellite radio in a way and you don't have to pay for it. So. Exactly. I think you have to have something interesting too in some web series. I don't know. Some things I saw because a lot of people send me some shit. It just wasn't that interesting. In development, I thought it was funny as fuck. I'm not gonna lie. That's not even me blowing smoke there because people's been known for me to give people shit that fuck it. Look at Z shit. and I work with him. People. So but I. Love you, Z. Sort of, but anyway. But no, I do think in development shit is funny because it's clever. It's all, and it's shit that I understand because, you know, someone has been talking shit about Michael Bay for so long, and I understand when the references come up because we all make those jokes, but it's fucking funny as fuck to me. But if you got a web series out there that you watch, send it to me. I will watch it if it's good. I did see one where it was kind of like a James Bond, but like aliens got involved. But they I guess they didn't have the money to put the aliens in, so it kind of just ended with like this glowing, I guess like South Park room lights up, whatever, and then it just ends that way. That was like the first one I ever saw, and it kind of pissed me off. I ain't gonna lie, because it was good, and I was getting into it or whatever, and it just ended. I was like, yeah, you motherfucker. Yeah, but if you know, you guys know any out there, I'm open to them, so send us some. We'll review them on the darkness and give it a fuck. Someone asked me, does CJ know the ratings on the darkness of the movie? Because someone said, what did that rating mean that he gave? I said, I don't know. I don't even know. He said some omega beams up your ass or something. I like Cody just like, let him do his thing. Hey, we ain't gonna argue with CJ. He started the darkness. Holly, she says, yeah, that's a good question, TPO. When are they going to introduce more Transformers in this show? If they let you decide on which one you would like to see, who would it be? P.S. Haven't seen the new episode, but love the previous three. They should put Jazz in there. Go first, come on. That's a no-brainer. Hey, Colin, Eric, I'm telling you this right now. You put Jazz in there. You find a black man, you put him in a Jazz costume, and just have him breakdance the whole fucking thing. Talking about, hey, yo, what's up, homie? Hey, yo, you want a piece of me, son, huh? Shit, how about you, Cody?
I haven't watched the series yet. Have they put the Fallen in there yet?
Sitting in this Game of Thrones chair the whole fucking He literally does. That motherfucker's talking about like, Prime ain't shit without me. I was the original badass Prime. Motherfucker gets out there and the motherfucker just standing on top of the pyramid with some shit flying over and he gets his ass blown off. And he gets his ass beat by Optimus Prime just because this nigga got rocket boosters on now. I'm just like, give me a fuck egg. What the fuck? Oh, what slapped me in the face is that they was willing to carry Optimus Prime's big ass across the world, but Jazz, they just fuck him, just threw his ass down the ground. I'm just like, ain't that a bitch? Bumblebee gets new legs. How? I don't know how, but fuck that series, man. Oh, put Mudflap and Skids in there, too, while you're at it. Yeah, since you haven't seen the series, I love what they do with Bumblebee in the new one. They have him doing, like, he's doing, like, one of those, I guess, unreality shows where they, like, sit in the room or whatever, and they talking to a confessional camera or something like that. And he's just holding his gun, and he's just like, talking with this British accent, like, Sam Witwicky is a friend and a concubine and a lover of mine. I was like, what? I consider him an ally, a father figure. I was like, what? Because apparently Shia LaBeouf's supposed to be coming to the office or something like that. So instead of calling him Shia, he calls him Sam Witwicky still. He's just like, yes. Yeah, Sam Witwicky, yes. Because, you know, fucking Bumblebee's Uncle Tom and shit. He just, permission to speak, sir. Permission granted, old friend. I wish to stay with the boy. That nigga's Aegis Elba. That's a character for fucking Thor. He's gonna get that nigga some. That nigga make the perfect butler. Jesus Christ. That nigga Michael Bay forgot that nigga could talk at the end of the movie, too. That's the thing. It was like, hey, what's wrong with Bumblebee's voice box? Wasn't he talking, whatever? Shit. Magic, nigga. Shit happens. Ariana, she says, you weren't lying, P1. This was a really good series. Hope you guys make more and great work. I guess that was more of a comment than a question, but whatever. Stop sucking their dicks. last question I got here is from Heaven for Us for Real, Cody's favorite movie of 2014 so far. God. They made this shit such a fantasy. It's not even funny. It's like Dawson's Creek mixed with Seven's Heaven. Yeah. I like how the religious people get angry about it, too, in the movie. They just like, I don't like the fact that your son saw heaven. I was like, I thought religious people would be happy about that. Damn, they just keep confusing me now. You know, you would think, like, most religious people like, your son saw heaven. Ain't that cute? That's adorable. In this town, they were just like, nah, that ain't right. No. He's that 4-year-old is making a mockery of our Lord. They really are, dude. Like, shit. I was like, y'all do realize he's 4, right? They were standing outside this man's house with fucking picket signs and shit like that. I was like, come on now. He's 4 years old. Jesus Christ. Whether he saw it or not, damn. Just, you ain't got to give him the nigga like that. I mean, that little boy's the devil. Jonathan, he says, what the holy hell? They actually made a movie out of this? Yeah, of course, dude. Come on. They'll make a movie out of anything. What was the dumbest idea for a movie so far that you've ever seen, in your opinion, guys? Battleship. Sharknado. Oh, Transcendence. Somebody told me they didn't like G.I. Joe Retaliation today. I was like, y'all, travesty, get out of my way. It's the best comedy ever. What are you talking about? Yeah, man, that was, like, when the premise came, it was just like, what, really? Okay. damn, that is a good question. The Battleship is the only one I can think of, but I'm trying to, like Cody said, I'm trying to think of something. Super Mario Brothers. Sorry, CJ. Popular game and all, but that is one game. When you play that game, it's the first thing you come to your head. They should make this into a movie. Yeah. Did you ever think of that at all?
I think you can do it.
You have to be like, yeah, exactly. Okay, animated one, yes. Imagine if they try to make that shit now. Oh, I know one I just recently saw. Power Rangers. How about that? That was pretty goddamn ridiculous. damn, I wish I could think of one, though. Something else. Man, we know about a lot of bad fucking movies. I mean, oh, the perfect one, Twilight.
Oh, that's a good one. I was
going to
say Purge.
The Purge. Yeah. Paranormal Activity. You know what? Now we on a roll now. Paranormal Activity, the Purge. Yeah, Purge is a stupid. I'm sorry. That's the stupidest fucking eye. What is it? Blumhouse Productions or whatever the fuck? That motherfucker is going to be around for a while making these cheap-ass movies now. Yeah, he made cheap ass Oculus.
Oh, that's the same people.
Yes, that's the same people. If Cody, if you see a horror movie that's made for $5 million, go ahead and believe it's Blumhouse, all right? So, yeah, they're going to do The Shining Part 2. But, yeah, Purge, yeah. Mortal Instruments. Stupid, Z. Okay, I don't give a shit what you say. That's a stupid idea. After seeing these, Transformers. How about that? Don't get no stupider than that. That is the epitome of stupid. Did you listen to my Oculus review, by the way? Oh, my God. That shit was hilarious with those mentally challenged kids. I still quote them bastards today. I wish I could have talked to them. Wish you could have been that dude, man. That's one of those things where usually you turn around and be like, can y'all be quiet and shit? But I was just sitting there looking like, nah, I kind of agree with them. Let them get loud or whatever, man. People walked out of that theater angry. I've seen all this praise towards it, whatever, and I was like, my theater is the only sane one in the whole world. Now, granted, it was a lot of black people in that theater, so... Some people were saying, I waste my damn money. I was $30 down the drain. I was just like, oh, my God, such truth is being spoken. you ready to get some box office here?
Yes, let's do it.
What a coincidence. Number five is Haunted House 2. No shit. Brought in $8 million over the weekend. Brought in an extra $2 million, so it's $10 million. People thinking, oh, that ain't shit. Yeah, not with a budget of $4 million, though. Yeah, it really is, because the movie ends with a setup to the sequel. So, yep, prepare to see some more nigga Kuna shit. Yeah, the best thing about that movie, though, is Cedric Dan Tanner killed himself in the movie, so. Yeah, so we don't have to see his black ass for the third fucking film. Thank God, because whenever this nigga appears on screen, he's just like, man, who the fuck let this coon out the cage? Yeah, I think he was in Barbershop. God damn, I don't remember now. But I do know, I remember he did do a film like that. They were trying to make him a legitimate actor, though. First of all, he ain't funny, so that's the first time. Who was on that show? Who was J.B. Smooth? To be fair, J.B. Smooth was the funniest nigga on there. Yeah, definitely by far. It wasn't that hard for him to pull off, whatever. Cedric the Entertainer. Oh, come on, nigga. The only thing you entertaining is my goddamn eardrums going deaf. That's it. Other than that, your black ass nigga, you need to get back in the cage. Caesar need to make a man out of you or something like that or whatever. But oh yeah, you know what? Hey, go back to that question. My series, I'm interested in this Rise of the Planet of the Apes series. It really was. 20th. Including me. Are you a fan of the original? Yeah, I can't remember which one I actually like. The one that actually had when they gave birth to Caesar. And which one was that? Was that I can't remember now. Because it's been a while since I've seen this, the original series. Yeah, of course. Wasn't a huge fan of it, but it's something I could sit down and watch if it came on or whatever. Except for the Mark Wahlberg one. That was a piece of shit. That was beyond shit. Okay. You know when you make a horrible animation movie and a bad movie, a live action movie in the same year, you probably just washed up and overrated, nigga. Frankenweenie was the most boring shit I've seen that whole fucking... I was just like, man, I fell asleep twice now. I was just like, damn, dude. This boy want to fuck this dog or what? Shit. Jesus Christ. I mean, my dog got shot too, but, you know, hey, I never once thought about, I'm bringing him back to life, master. We can fuck him. I mean, pet him later. But Planet of the Apes... for some reason, I just wanted to see it, even though I had no interest of thinking it was going to be good. And that turned out to be one of my favorites of that year, to be honest. That monkey had more heart and soul than half the people in the movies this year. James Franco had that lazy eye going. He's probably like, I'm using this to scout on them girls over there. And you know what? His whole little incident with that underage chick, that's like a prequel to Spring Breakers and shit. It all makes sense. It all makes sense now, Cody. I like you. James Franco, I'm underage now. But I like you. I'm only 17, but I like you. Oh, okay. Anyway, number four, Transcendence. Brought in $10 million. Yeah. Now, overseas brought in $17 million, but over here it's $12 million. So it's got a worldwide total of $30 million. People are like, that's not bad, I guess. But guess what? This movie costs $100 million fucking dollars. Exactly. And there was a lot of market. I'm hearing a lot of people in other states saying that they barely saw anything for it. I'm just like, I don't know about y'all, but L.A. is playing the fuck out of these trucks. At least for me, Cody. How about you? Did you see? I know you saw marketing on this.
Yeah, I saw a lot.
I saw a lot, too, so... And L.A. ain't cheap, so. sci-fi just ain't bringing in money like it used to. Yeah. You had After Earth. I'll never forget that movie. That movie pissed me off so much. I think I said fuck more than Django said nigga in that review when I did that because I fucking hated that movie. That movie pissed me off. I thought it was going to be cool too. I was just like, sci-fi never lets you down or whatever. And you see this, you're like, I forgot it does. And in the hardest way too. Then it had Elysium. It was okay, but it just didn't stick with me. You know, it's funny because I was talking to a girl about this Spanish chick and she told me, she was like, that movie kind of offended me and pissed me off a little bit. And I was like, and she was like, do you know why? And I was just like, I think I have a reason why, but please tell me. And she was just like, how the fuck was all the Mexicans and brown people still down on Earth?
You know, I didn't even think about that until after I left.
I kind of thought about that too. And then I think even in the review I said, you got this one white dude, though, down here with all these Mexicans and brown people, whatever and shit. And yeah, he's supposed to be the savior. I'm just like, ain't this a bitch? Somebody was trying to tell me that's just how things are, though. But I was like, yeah, but this is the future. This said 40 years into the future. So we digressing now or whatever? We're not. And where was the black people at? Did they kill us off? I mean, this was in L.A., supposedly, if I'm not mistaken. We migrated back to Africa sometimes. Nah, man, but Transcendence sounded like a fucking cool idea. I remember I was kind of excited for this movie, and it was... Probably.
I was interested in it because Wally Fister,
Yeah, and plus another thing too, it was nice to see Johnny Depp without all that makeup and shit on. Yeah. You know, to be honest, I never knew what this dude looked like without the fucking makeup on. I saw that movie he did with Angelina Jolie, and that was the first time I ever seen him without the makeup on. I was just looking at him. I was just like, that's Johnny Depp, really? I was expecting long hair. I was expecting, like, I don't know. I was expecting, like, some Chris Hemsworth shit or something like that, I guess. I don't know. That nigga looked like some normal-ass science nerd or something like that. See why he puts that makeup on. Anyway, number three, brought in $22 million, which is actually pretty fucking good, to be honest. And that's a Rio 2. Yes, yeah, it's hanging in there, man. It's making that money, man. $103 million. It's got $79 million. $199 overseas. $279 million worldwide. Apparently overseas, they like these fucking birds, I guess. I'm fucking shocked by that, to be honest. But, hey. And it's funny because the number two movie beat it by $300. And that is Heaven Is For Real. This movie over the weekend brought in $22 million.
But over the week that passed, when that Monday ended, it brought in $34 million.
How much does this cost?
$12 million. Hey, even overseas, $310,000. People's like, I gotta see this shit. apparently, that book must be popular. I love when they always put these book movies, New York Times bestseller. I was like, every fucking book is a New York bestseller. I mean, shit. Do we not see that every time we see one of these fucking movies? It's not special no more if you write a book. If I ever make a book movie, I'm just going to lie and be like, I'm going to take them Boondocks comic strips and be like, New York Times and LA Times best comic series ever. Boondocks the movie. $34 million on this shit. Goddamn, man. This movie was made. I don't even know where the $12 million went, to be honest. This movie was made for $1.5, you ask me. I'm talking about $1,000. It's the cheapest fucking movie I've ever seen. Come on now, man. They stayed in two locations. That was the church and their house. That nigga needed some new shoes. That's what it was. Whatever. He's like, I gotta take my robes to the dry cleaning and shit. That's why when people's like, Michael Jackson's broke, it's like, nigga, that nigga's head is always pressed and permed. Are you serious? Come on now. That shit costs money, okay? The reason why he wears one glove. He's scared to touch his own dick. He moonwalks out the pussy. Come on now. I don't know how the fuck I got on Mike Tesla. you know why? Because I was watching that. I just saw the meme. I didn't see the game, though. I guess it was a college game where the band did like a Michael Jackson tribute of the whole body, him moonwalking and shit. That was pretty badass, dude. I ain't gonna lie. but the number one film, third week in a row, Captain America, goddammit. You think it's gonna go on for a fourth week? Not a goddamn thing. Brought in $25 million over here. $205 million over here. $396 overseas. $601 million worldwide. Off a... yeah, off the $170 million. But especially since it's still the number one film. And we got three movies coming out next week that really ain't shit. I can tell you this right now. It ain't shit. There's a horror movie coming out, but it's probably going to be made for $2 million. So this movie is about $5 million more than Thor 2 and about $10 million less than Iron Man 3 at this point, if I'm not mistaken. So it's up in the air of whether it can get to a billion. I don't know. It looks like it's decreasing a little bit too much or whatever. And once May rolls around, it's probably going to start dropping. So. Because I don't know if you looked at the summer release schedule this week. It seems like May is the only month that's really having something. So. I think it's August. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. August. It seems like August and May will be the 2 months where, because you got Guardians of the Galaxy and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes for August. And I think Interstellar is at November, you told me. Okay, well, never mind then. Nolan usually grabs that August or July, so I'm shocked that he went with November, but maybe that nigga think he's going to get an Oscar with Matthew McConaughey, I guess. I got something else for you here on the box office talk here.
What is this?
If I can fucking find it. Okay, so Frozen, man. Man, it's out on Blu-ray. Yes, it is. God damn it. This motherfucker, I remember saying, it's got a long way to catch up to Transformers, which was the number six in the worldwide highest grossing films of all time. It's got to beat three films to get there. It's beating them three films in the past 2 weeks. Wow. It is the number six highest grossing film, the highest grossing animated film of all time. And that motherfucking Disney has about 3 to 4 movies now in the top 10 highest grossing films of all time. She's giving James Cameron a run for his money right now. He's calling James and leaving him prank messages. Hey, bitch, you better get that Avatar 2 out. Oh, Age of Ultron is coming up, bitch. So, because Iron Man 3 is number 5. Avengers is number 3. And now he's got fucking Frozen. Who the fucking thought Frozen would have hung in there this long? That's impressive. I am impressed with that. I really am. To see, you know, a company we kind of grew up with, to be honest, just get this level of success where you thinking like, yeah, you see movies like Lone Ranger, like, oh, Disney's done or whatever. Trust me, Disney is far from done. It was a straight up Disney film. So yes, it's funny because that's when people started doubting. It was just like before Frozen came out, it was like Disney might be done. All they got to do is pretty much just have, you know, Marvel and Lucas films come out and they'll be fine. It'll be set. But didn't that rat probably heard and said, the fuck did they just say? I'm done when I say I'm done, goddamn it. I've been running this shit for 60 years now. And I'll keep running this shit. Man, yeah, but that's incredible to me, personally. Nigga, hire me. Come on now. I will get on this, but I will get on this bandwagon, okay? If you ever need to put your faith in a studio, it's Disney, goddamn it, shit. Every time they have, like, one failure of the year, people are like, oh, they look at, see, they failing. It's like, but they got 5 other fucking movies coming out the same year, too, and they all fucking hit, they hit box-level records and shit. People's like, oh, Lone Ranger failed. Yeah, but they had Thor, Iron Man 3, Frozen, and fucking Oz the Great and Powerful. Ain't hurting at all. They was like, oh, John Carter, that failed. They had the Avengers come out that year. Damn, people. People just love to see a failure. That's what that is. John Carter was a tax write-off to them, okay? So it was a Lone Ranger or whatever. Which, actually, Lone Ranger did make his money back in box office. It just, I think it was like $50 million short of, like, marketing. But yeah, Lone Ranger, best movie of the year. According to Quentin Tarantino, yeah. He put down his best of list. He said, I don't know why people are giving this movie so much hate. I mean, this is kind of like what I wanted for Django. You know, this is a real Western, right? It's like, oh, my God. Okay, you stay with it. Somebody, you know, that was the weirdest choice on that list, too, because he had some great movies on there as far as, like, foreign films and shit. And he's like, all right. All right. And then he threw that in. He's just like, what? Then he said, Kick-Ass 2, too. And you're like, what? Nigga, what? All right, man. You must have had an off day or something like that. But Blu-ray releases, though, man. You ready to see some Vanessa Hudgens in action?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Well, then you got Gimme Shelter coming out there. That movie was horrible. Okay. Yeah, it's where she looked like a goddamn transvestite with an STD. The only thing she stretched was that vagina in this movie. Okay. Okay. That was the only thing that was stretched out and dirty up in that bitch or whatever. So yeah, you a fan of the horror movies, right? Yes, you are. Anyway, Devil's Due, my friend.
Oh joy.
You can finally get that. Invite the misses over, you know, just have a sit down. I'm going to watch this. This watch this 18% movie right here. Found Footage Devil movie where the two people that are so stupid walk to this party. Yet they don't know how to walk back. And they get in this car that drives off for miles when they don't say a damn thing to the car. They just like, go along with it, baby. A nigga would have been like, you better turn this shit around right now, okay? But you know white people, they got to go exploring and shit like that or whatever. Next one is Labor Day, that Josh Brolin movie. Yeah, because it was horrible. That's why. And so far, this movie's probably in my top 5 worst films of the year so far. That's The Legend of Hercules. I'm looking at Rotten Tomatoes right now. They're 3%. That's generous right there.
Yeah, man.
It's This motherfucker literally just turns around smiling and the camera just glowing and shit. Like, they literally threw glitter in the air for him to sparkle again. I was just like, oh my God, dude. This is, what the fuck is this, dude? Thank you. Now, you talk about what's going to beat Captain America. What's some upcoming movies coming on? Well, I got one for you. Movie CJ brought up, Brick Mansion. Can't wait to see this. I'm excited to see this with the RZA. I'm going to see this at a midnight. I don't know when, but because they ain't give us a screen for us. I'm just going to go see this in all RZA glory. And he is, and he has a big role in this film, too.
Oh, I can't wait.
Ain't like that G.I. Joe trick that they did with us. He was in one scene. Pissed me off. Oh. You got the RZA in parkour. RZA in parkour. Action extravaganza, my friend. I can't wait. I can't wait for this movie. Once again, you're into horror movies, right? The quiet ones, my friend. The quiet ones. I know you saw the trailers where the girl's bent over and she shoots that shit out of her mouth or whatever. It is so under the level, whatever. It's getting horrible reviews, though, so far. Yo, it ain't nothing. Yeah, but I say, that ain't really, like, you know, surprise, whatever. Only one that's still thinking about that is, like, Lehu or whatever, or Z. They just like, you know, but it didn't have cheap scares in it, really. Come on now, y'all. Come on now. Yeah, I don't want to paint the kettle black, but either you white people are stupid or you just... You have no common sense. Either you're blind or you're dumb. I believe both. But and I got trailer talk with the other woman. So my question is you. You know what? Let me just play the trailer first. Then.
Dated just one guy in a long time.
Damn, that bitch.
You cleared the whole roster.
I cleared the bench.
Nicki Minaj, my friend.
Hey, what's wrong?
Housekeeper called. A pipe burst in the bathroom.
So you're going to Connecticut now?
I gotta take a rain check.
I'm looking for Mark. You must be his housekeeper.
Cameron Diaz
no,
needs
I'm
to
his
stop.
Wife, Kate. Is this some kind of strippergram or something?
What happened?
He's got a wife.
And you don't think you can take her?
Oh my God, Nicki Minaj doesn't open.
Are you for real?
I thought maybe we could have some dinner.
She doesn't even open her mouth up, dude. She's doing that RZA effect.
I'm a bad.
I am not ready to compete with women like you.
We got played by the same guy.
Tequila, like her. She's ugly, though.
So you're saying I should leave him?
What does your gut tell you?
Jesus.
He must be cheating on both of us because it's not me.
Oh my. What are you doing?
What's going on?
Best shot of this whole movie, that chick's tail.
I can't believe he would lie.
You smell amazing. What is that?
I think it's just sweat. So what do you want to do?
I want him to feel pain.
We should kick him in the balls.
No, I really like the way your brain works, but I think we're going for something a little bit bigger. I found this. He's stealing from his partners.
So let's find the money and ruin him.
Put the lawyer, the wife, and the boobs together, and we know how to do it just as shady as he does. I thought you were giving him hormones.
I am. Not for a pre-op transsexual.
All right, fuck this trailer. I can't talk no more. I can't. I thought it was short, dude. Man, okay. Okay, first of all, we need to start with Cameron Diaz. She needs to stop. She seriously just needs to stop. I don't know why she keeps trying to play like she's the hottest woman in these movies, the sex appeal. Bitch, you was showing an age, and you need to just stop it, okay? It's funny that Jennifer Lopez thought she was the one showing an age and needs to stop playing the sexy chick and play more of the mom. I'm just like, girl, have you looked in the mirror lately?
your movies are horrible, but you are still like, if I saw you, I'd be like, I ain't got no chance with that. Look at that. This bitch Cameron Diaz, a horse has a chance with that. Come on now. Jesus Christ, man. Allen has a chance with that. Come on now. Fucking Dread 1.5 got a chance with that. Come on now. Yeah, Cameron Diaz, buddy. Man, since you saw the trailer, does that not look like a Sex in the City shit?
It looks irritating beyond fucking belief.
It is the most annoying thing, or it's shit like that that sets you women back. I'm sorry. And judging from someone that saw the movie, yeah, I'm going to go ahead. Spoiler alert, it's stupid as fuck. It is dumb beyond. Wow, I didn't even know, like, I was going to make a comment saying I'd rather watch Sex and City, but no, because they're on the same level or whatever, but Cameron Diaz, I expect better from you. Well, no, I don't, because I don't really give a shit about you. So. But I know Cody is excited to see this movie. How could we forget about that? Did that bitch learn from 50 Cent? Bokeem Woodbine, did she get her acting from that? Because her teeth, dude, is still closed down, but, like, her lips are moving. I'm just like, what is she doing? Bitch, open up your goddamn mouth. Playing the dumb blonde bitch or whatever, and only thing good about that was just her titties was bouncing up and down. And yeah, but, you know, hey, I got something called porn, so it's not that hard to find these days or whatever, so... I'm sure Dread 1.5 gonna be in this theater, like, yeah, spank bang, here I come. Yeah, but Brick Mansion gonna dethrone Captain America. I'm calling it now. I'm just saying, people. That's what's gonna get, somebody's got to dethrone it, and I think I just found the movie there. But yes, people, that is Movie Spoilers episode 109, sponsored by Fandango, of course. I am the phenomenal one, Cody. Thank you for joining me. Yes, my darkness brother. Yes, we cannot wait you'll hear from us next week on The Darkness, of course. Getting ready for that Son of Batman real soon. For The Darkness at the movies. And Spider-Man Horizon 2. Oh, that's right. Spider-Man next week, right? Yeah. Darkness at the movies going to come sooner than apparently.
I'm sure there's going to be a very fun review.
Especially CJ. Because he, as much as I love Spider-Man, I think he has some fanboyism of Spider-Man. So I can see where his fanboy is going to get a little pissed off in that movie. So get that nigga drunk. People, we will catch you bastards next week, though. Later, bastards. Bastards. You too, Dread 1.5. You in your own category. I don't know what the... Yeah, I don't know what the label you niggas. Later, people.